says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. Is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. And homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out, and you can't make us run. Those woods and moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace, and we say ma'am. If you ain't
into that, but don't give a damn. Welcome to the show, folks. This is your host, James Kelso. You are listening to the Trump Phenomenon on a phenomenal evening. Woo! It is July 25th, 2016. The Democratic National Catastrophe has just begun, and we're going to do our best to cover some of it tonight. With me is my sidekick, George. George, thanks for being here.
Good to be here, James.
And Paul Fromm will be here in just a moment. Thanks to the brilliant engineers that John Stapmiller has hired at the Republic Broadcasting Network that makes all of this radio possible. And I hope you out there in tonight, there won't be enough time to make any appeal, but I hope I can squeeze something in edgewise and encourage folks to help support the network and this show. And by the way, by supporting this show, if you send in money to this show, guess what I do with the money? I give it to the Republic Broadcasting Network to pay for this show. So that's a great way to support RBN, is to support our show. And well, let's get on to the more immediate matter. Look at the headlines on Drudge. Just listen to this. Booing during invocation. That's at the opening of the Democratic National Convention today in Philadelphia. Floor battle. Bernie texts, please don't protest in arena. Democrats confiscating pro-Sanders signs. These are different headlines on Matt Drudge. Arrests and heat injuries. Jeers for Pelosi at California DNC breakfast. Wasserman booed off stage, escorted out by security. Here's another headline from Drudge. Left eats itself. Here's another one. Four brutal poll numbers greet Clinton at convention. And we'll touch on that. You know, we said in the show yesterday, this is the turning point in the polls. We showed you three national polls where Trump now is leading Clinton. That's as of yesterday, and we described it as the turning point. Well, guess what, folks? We were right, because today's polls show Trump charging ahead of Clinton. It was the turning point. The RNC really boosted Donald Trump, and now the DNC, which should be called the Democratic National Catastrophe, not convention, is going to sting Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine. George, I know you as much as I am, you're enjoying this.
Well, it's still nerve-wracking. I have family members that are all watching the convention, the other side, with all the... you just imagine having to be forced to listen to Al Franken for more than 20 seconds. So it's very, very painful.
Okay. Yes. And the... my gosh, I'm going to play for you. Now, Debbie Wasserman Schultz has, you know, has been escorted off the stage. I'm going to play for you the reception that her replacement, not as the DNC chairperson, but as the convention chairman, Marsha Fudge, a black congressperson, I guess I would have to say, a congressperson from Ohio. And my gosh, wait till you see, wait till you see or hear, you can hear it in her voice, what you can't see on her face. She looks like she just saw a ghost. She is on the stage with the whole convention erupting in boos for Hillary Clinton and for everything Marsha Fudge has to say. And she truly blows it. She cannot handle it. She comes unglued. Let's listen to it. Let me just give you a moment of this. There's Al Franken. I'll spare you Al Franken. Thanks for the warning, George.
Thank you, James. No Franken, please.
no Franken monster.
Yeah, Minnesota's our gift from the North, great North Central states, folks. Our gift to you, Al Franken, from Minnesota. Welcome, Paul Fromm. I hear your laugh.
Yes, thank you. And I was away last week, and lots of Skype problem. I mean, lots of internet problems, and so I was sad I couldn't join you during the great Republican convention. But it looks as though we're just in time for some high drama in Philly.
Oh yeah. Oh man, you got folks. Get your popcorn ready. come on, cancel whatever parties or social events you have, or at least get everybody at the party to watch the big screen, because this is just.
Did you see that appalling Debbie Wasserman Schultz booed down at this morning?
Yeah, and escorted off the stage by security. I mean, folks, this is, you know, Matt Drudge's headline, Paul, is Left Eats Itself. Now, listen to Marsha Fudge eating herself. Here she goes. She's got a red, you know, Hillary pantsuit on. And
it's a uniform.
Yeah. Okay. Here she goes. This is as she gavels the convention to a beginning today at like 4 p.m. Eastern time today. This is the very first thing that was heard in the convention. You're going to love it.
Thousands of miles, and we are representing the millions of Democrats who come this November are going to make their voices heard louder and stronger than ever before. Because we have a choice, a profound choice this November. And we have to make this choice in a time when this nation finds itself at the crossroads of history and hope. A time of great promise, progress, and potential. But also a time of social unrest, hate speech, and war. Hillary Clinton was born for such a time as this.
Here come the booze. People are down. They're waving burning signs. Just listen, folks, it's booze.
And that is why we are going to have a different kind of convention than the one we saw in Cleveland last week. Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine want to build an economy that works for everyone, not just the people at the top.
Solid booze.
An economy where everyone pays their fair share, an economy where if you work hard, you can get ahead and stay ahead. Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine want to bring steady and stable leadership to the world. They'll work with our allies to keep America and the rest of the world safe and secure. Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine want an America where there are no barriers to opportunity, equality, or justice. Excuse me. Where we lift each other up, and where every voice from every race, religion, and sexual orientation is heard and respected. Over the next four days, we're going to hear from the leaders of our country and the future of our party. We're going to unite and we're going to make history. And we're going to do everything we can to elect Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine.
She's talking, she's reaching for her water bottle.
Hillary Clinton, this is your time. This is our time.
The Bernie people are waving signs, booing.
Delegates, Democrats, let the convention begin.
Watch, she's going to reach for her water bottle.
I don't know about you, Jamie, but I don't trust any woman with hair shorter than a U.S. Marine.
May I just make a point? There are many of you that do not know me in this room. But let me say to you, I intend to be fair. I want to hear the varying opinions here. I am going to be respectful of you. And I want you to be respectful of me.
And folks, it goes downhill from there. Can you, Paul, have you ever heard the beginning of a convention like that? This is rock bottom. This is the opening moments. Folks, what you couldn't see is all over the hall, hundreds, maybe thousands of signs saying, no TPP. That's the Trans-Pacific Partnership that Hillary has helped fashion and favors. No TTP, no to Hillary, Bernie. Just homemade signs, and this is after the DNC has been assiduously confiscating signs. In spite of the fact that they're actually confiscating signs from people, thousands of signs are making it out of people's pants or underwear or shirts, and they're bringing them out. They're making them there on the floor. Oh my gosh, it's too beautiful. It's almost too beautiful to believe, Paul and George.
Now, is she the one that is? I thought I saw her interviewed on TV this morning. She's a Negress with very, very short cut hair, right?
Right. She's got a short afro.
Short. Oh. Well, I just distrust any woman with hair shorter than a 1950s era U.S. Marine.
Yeah, yeah. She's got it. Yeah, exactly. She's got it really short on the sides. And
she's a reverend something or other, isn't she?
I don't know about that. She was the mayor of a black community in Ohio, and then she leveraged that into being elected as a congressperson. And I don't think she's been in very long. And, you know, and just scrambling, you know, scrambling as Debbie Wasserman Schultz got the heave-ho.
Oh, just, wasn't that something, the way she got burned for the sabotage of... Bernie Sanders. Not that I'm any admirer of his, but it just shows how utterly corrupt the whole process is.
Yeah. Now, among the 19,000 emails that have been released so far by Julian Assange at WikiLeaks, and he says there are more to come. He calls it the Hillary series, and I think there might be a lot more to come. Paul, there's one email, at least I've found so far, that mentions this radio show.
Wow, ours?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yes, it mentions the Trump Phenomenon radio show put on by the American Freedom Party. So, folks, you're in those DNC emails. I forget who it was from and who to whom it was sent, but you're in there. And so now let's listen to Bernie Sanders today. He showed up at the podium just in a white shirt with his sleeves rolled up, you know, like...
Right, I saw that. No shirt, no tie or suit jacket.
Right, like the working man that he isn't.
You know, I like Bernie because he'll do anything for the working man except become one.
Yeah, yeah. So here he is. And, you know, I don't want to say all negative things about Bernie. I kind of want to echo Donald Trump's approach, which is... He salutes Bernie Bernie lit a fire under Hillary Clinton, and that fire is burning her ass right now in Philadelphia. So, hey, there's something to be said there. I mean, he called the whole thing corrupt. He said TPP is a complete loser. He said our trade deals are losers. He said some of the things that Donald Trump said. So, I don't want to just bash the guy. I do want to bash him. I want to,
I think you're very generous and wise. I think that's the right step. Right,
yeah. And let's let the Democrats eat themselves. Here's Bernie doing some of that eating right here. He's at the podium. And this is earlier today. Here he goes. Let's listen to him. Oh, wait, okay, there he goes.
Here. Oh, Debbie Wasserman Schultz resigned.
Let me go back a little bit. Okay, here he is.
About other needed reforms.
It's us showing up.
As I think all of you know, Debbie Wasserman Schultz resigned yesterday as chair of the DNC. Resignation opens up the possibility of new leadership at the top of the Democratic Party that will stand with working people. And that will open the doors of the party to those people who want real change.
In other words, let's translate that, folks. What Bernie Sanders is saying to America tonight, live, is you can't get real change from the Democratic Party that you have right now. All he said is that Debbie Wasserman Schultz's departure opens a door to some possibility of Bernie's own personal fantasy of doing something for the working man and woman. So he's telling everybody the Democratic Party is rotten to the core. And my goodness, thank you, Bernie Sanders, for helping to eat up your own party.
It's not over yet. I mean, this is just the beginning.
Exactly. And this is one of those phenomena in which we have our own. We got the Trump phenomenon, but now we've got the Hillary phenomenon in the other direction. This is one of those things where events like this exacerbate themselves and accelerate. So over the next few days, you're not going to see, this idiot Marcia Fudge, she said this is going to be a different convention from the Republican convention. And she implied that there was some disunity and discord at the Republican convention. What? You know, what? What convention were you watching, Marcia Fudge? I don't think she watched it. Because, in fact, the Republican convention from start to finish was a love-in. It was the most wonderful Republican convention in terms of esprit I've ever seen. We got a little break here. We'll be back with George, Paul, and your calls. 800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool, a man is hard to be, any man can be a fool, a man is hard to be.
We're back, folks. We're back. And your host here, James Kelso, is, boy, I'll tell you, there's so much going on right now. Paul, George, and I are not going to be able to keep track of it tonight. We'll just touch on what we can cover. We've got a caller on the line who goes by the handle Sovereign Grandmother in the state of Washington. Sovereign Grandmother, you're on the air.
I'm Donald's age. And, you know, it's...
Paul and I also. Go ahead.
You what?
Paul and I also, we are. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've witnessed the exact same reaction among my, especially my kids' generation, but other people, right in the lead up to Obama riding in on his white horse. And I don't know you guys, I just discovered your show 15 minutes ago, so I haven't had a chance to assess whether or not this is another talk show that is actually working for Donald Trump or not. So I may be just completely out of line here, but it seems as though we're doing the exact same thing again. No one, everyone's judgment is suspended, you know, and it's just, oh, we'll deal with that later. Let's just get them elected.
Okay, you know, well, and it's just, sovereign grandmother, now, I'll tell you what. Now, I'm not going to be able to give you a primer in this show and explain the whole show to you here because we're going to be very busy tonight. But let me just, I'll give you the very short executive summary. This is a 110% cheerleading show for Donald John Trump. And we have not suspended our judgment. The reason that we in the American Freedom Party, and Paul Fromm is our international advisor in the American Freedom Party, and George also is a closely associated with us, we have concluded that Donald John Trump is the greatest gift to patriots that has come down the pike in our lifetimes. And this is not from suspended judgment, sovereign grandmother. This is from all of the accumulated wisdom and work and effort that we put in. Paul and I are both 68 years old, and we've been working away in the trenches for decades and decades, and we're like a number of other of the real veterans who have said, I have never seen anything so wonderful, a breakthrough so big in my life.
Like Donald, like Don Black, David Duke, Professor Kevin McDonald, Pat Buchanan, all of us have thought long and hard about it. But, you know, we had a few reservations, which we've overcome, and I think I can speak for at least all these others are completely dedicated to seeing Donald Trump.
And sovereign grandmother, I don't mean to, like, you know, not give you the mic and so on to ask all the questions. I'm sure you have, but we'll get to that. I'm glad you just discovered the show. I hope you tune in and listen to the show regularly. And I'd love to take your
grandmother. Why not listen for a night or two? You may well like what you hear, and in which case, call back, you know, in a day or two, and I know we'd love to talk to you.
All righty, and thanks for calling in. And I apologize for not giving you much time. Because let me.
Okay, I will.
All right. All right. And I love your. I love sovereign grandmother. I love your nickname.
I
love that name too.
And I think I know where you're going. Surely I know where you're going with your handle, sovereign.
I don't think you do, but that's okay. We'll talk again. Goodbye.
I sure do. I'll bet you a dollar to a donut I do, sovereign grandmother. All righty. Now, folks.
If you don't have another caller, can I briefly change the topic?
Okay, bye.
Yeah. Now, here's what we've got to cover. I'm going to go to the DNC is live right now. It's happening right now. So we're going to go to the floor of the DNC in tonight's show. But also, here's, you know, there's not enough time. Donald Trump today was in Roanoke, Virginia, to a huge crowd. He was in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, in front of a huge crowd. I mean, humongous crowd with humongous numbers outside. Two wonderful events. Going to take a little break here, and I'll come back with one of them. I think I'll come back. I'll try to come back with the DNC Live right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822, that's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Moisture Control Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave units require no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit mydryhome.com, mydryhome.com.
Ride the wave, Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And the Democratic National Convention right now is having a musical interlude. Al Franken just got off the stage. He spoke interminably, boring, tried to be funny, wasn't funny. The crowd is, you know, kind of making motions that they're, you know, they're happy and they're moving around to the music. All right, everything is uptight or whatever. Uptight, out of sight. Remember that stupid song from the 70s?
Right.
And so they are certainly uptight, folks. But there are people in the crowd still waving Bernie signs. And I don't know who's up next. If a caller knows exactly, we're supposed to hear from Michelle Obama. That's going to be a winner. And I think we're supposed to hear from Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas from Massachusetts. So
there was a cute little picture collage up on Facebook, a picture of Elizabeth Warren and a picture of that woman in the state of Spokane who was actually white but claimed to be
black, and she worked for the NAACP, and says an Indian woman and a black woman got together in a bar, and oh well, it's boring. I thought that was a great they had the picture of those two, and I thought that was a great little commentary.
Oh, Paul, get this. I'm sorry to interrupt that thought. That is a funny one. But here's another funny one. The Democratic National Committee or convention right now is showing on their big screen, on their stage, which doesn't even touch the beautiful, magnificent Republican stage, they're playing a movie trying to smear Donald Trump. It's called Trump in His Own Words. And what it is just a collage of snippets of statements and comments. A lot of them not from Donald Trump, actually. It's talking heads. So far, I've seen mostly talking heads talking. As if this, you know, this Donald Trump is... They're just quoting Donald Trump. Oh, the one he's doing now is where he's supposedly making fun of a reporter with a disability. And, oh my gosh, you know. Here, I'll turn the volume up. Of course he wasn't. Oh, and they're bringing somebody out in a wheelchair now. I think it might be that reporter. Oh my goodness. He's coming out in an electric wheelchair.
I first met Hillary as First Lady on a visit to the White House. I was 9 years old, and I listened to her and my mom discuss health care and early intervention for children with disabilities.
Okay, so I don't know who this young woman is. I'm going to turn the volume down. But this is all they've got. This is a, you know, some unfortunate person who has some disability. You can hear
it's a cavalcade of freaks.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, as if somehow only Democrats care. Only Democrats have a heart. Only Democrats take care of people. Well, Hillary, I think the DNC emails show how much you care. You care so much about people that you're organizing to portray Bernie Sanders as not believing in God, you know, behind his back, dirty, you know, a straight kick to the balls. Yeah, you really care. You really treat people fairly. Yeah. So she's bringing this poor, unfortunate woman up in her wheelchair. This is Anastasia Somoza. Is her name?
Is that a drink?
No, it's not. It's she's an unfortunate lady, but you know, this is sympathy card. Like, you know, only Democrats, care. One of the people they're going to bring up, Paul, is the father of a Muslim U.S. soldier who is one of 14, count them, 14 who died in military service in the 10 years following 2001. Now, folks, what strikes me about the number 14 is that's a really small number. The point being, you know, Muslims are dying for America. Well, 14 in 10 years, folks. That's not Muslims dying for America. Anyway, here she is on the stage, and I don't know who's going to be coming up next. Let's go to a caller here. Let's see what callers we have hanging on here. We've got Tom in Florida, Jay, a new caller, I think, JP in California, and Frank in North Carolina. JP in California, you're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call, James. Can you hear me okay?
Perfectly.
Okay. I sent you an email about 4 days ago. My concern is about fraud rigging and also education on replacements for Senate and congressmen. Are you going to address, I'd like to know if Donald is aware of that and if he has a plan to control the vote ringing of the diebold.
Okay. Well, JP, you know, this is something that folks are broadly, generally aware of, that we do suspect all kinds of rigging, cheating. I mean, that's what the emails show. Dirty politics, dirty play. And so a specific plan to solve all of that, of course, nobody can come up with a plan to end corruption. There will be corruption. What we have to do is just simply, and this is what Donald Trump will do. We have to be at our polling places. We have to monitor as best we can. We have to use every resource we have to spot fraud when it takes place, to prosecute fraud when we observe it. That's what's going to have to happen. There is no silver bullet. There is no magical technique to make it impossible for people to cheat, to stuff ballot boxes. This has happened since the beginning of time. It will be happening, JP, when you and I are pushing up daisies. So we're not going to abolish that. But Donald Trump's strategy is this. He likens it to a boxing a fight. He says, look, he says, I've talked to champions in the fight game and so on. And they said, you know, they thought, you know, the judging in this fight is going to be rigged. It's going to be rigged against me. There's only one way I can win the fight, a knockout. Okay? And that's what Donald Trump is going for, a knockout. Getting so many votes that the efforts, you know, rigging can only go so far. You know,
it worked for Kennedy because it came down to one state, Illinois, and the key part of Illinois was Chicago, which was run by the mob and Mayor Daley and Joe Kennedy bought them off. But I think Trump is right. He's got to sweep. And the odd bit of cheating here and there will not matter.
Yeah, so that's the best we can do, JP. But folks like you, good folks like you that are aware of it, I tell you, when you show up at a polling place and you just sit there, you're entitled to do that, you know. You're entitled to just sit there and say, well, what are you doing here, sir? Well, I'm watching you. That's what I'm doing. That puts a chill on anybody in that room that wants to cheat or fudge. You know, puts a real chill on their activities, and that's the best we can do. People, that's one of the things that we can do. There's also exit polling, all sorts of things like that. Fraud is detectable. So there's only there's a margin, you know, they can throw out a few votes, fudge a few votes, but, you know, can they, you know, double or triple somebody's vote in a district? If they do that, it's very statistically detectable. But JP, thank you for calling in.
The other thing is that
yes?
Are you planning to guide people on selecting different elected officials?
Well, yes, we will get into that. You know, we're utterly focused right now on the Trump phenomenon. But yes.
I know, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's going to be fading away a little bit, don't you think?
Well, you know, people will be getting on board the Trump train. So we will find, you know, people like Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama and so on, and other people, including people who are running for office or running for re-election. There will be a Trump ticket, JP. And then there will be these knuckleheads who have boycotted Trump, like Ted Cruz, who even, get this, Charles Krauthammer, not our friend, Charles neocon insider Charles Krauthammer said after hearing Ted Cruz's non-endorsement or refusal, rather, to endorse Donald Trump at the RNC after Donald Trump so graciously asked him to speak there,
yes,
he said, this man just committed political suicide. So a lot of these people are going to take themselves out of the picture, JP.
How about McCain? Is he still going to stay in, Senate?
Yes, he's in a fight for his life in Arizona. For his Senate seat. He's been in several tough elections. He's not very popular in Arizona. And Donald Trump had that right. He's not popular among veterans, for example. Trump had that right. He's not regarded as a military hero by veterans. He's regarded as somebody who's really treated veterans badly and betrayed the country and been utterly wrong on immigration. So he's in a fight for his life in Arizona, which is a state where there's a lot of patriot sentiment, and there's a strong feeling that we need a wall, which McCain opposes. So But even McCain is now like making nice with Donald Trump just to stay alive politically. Go ahead, Paul.
Oh, I was just wondering, this may be a digression, but it may answer a question posed by the last caller about other endorsements. I take it we're very comfortable in endorsing a certain gentleman running for the Senate in Louisiana.
Yes. My old boss, David Duke, announced on July 22nd, the last possible day to file, that he would be running for United States Senator on the Republican, as a Republican, in Louisiana. And he will have four strong contenders against him in the Republican primary. Paul Manis, John Kennedy, try to remember the other two names, it'll come to me, and one strong Democrat named, that'll come to me too. And the
he has to place in the top two. Is that the idea?
Yes, and it's Louisiana is sui generis. There's no other state like it in the way the elections are run. The top two finishers, whatever they may be, independent, Republican, Democrat, on November 8th, the same day that we're going to elect Donald Trump as our president, that same day, Louisianans will vote for their one Senate seat that's open. Vitter is quitting, not running again, so it's an open seat. That's a particularly strong opportunity. And the top two, whoever they may be, will then go on to a runoff if no one gets 50% of the vote. If someone gets 50% plus one, then they're a senator and that's it. The election's over. Probably no one will. Probably.
And Paul, I want to thank you very much. I've been listening to your shows almost since the very beginning.
Yes.
And you are doing a fantastic job, and I really like it.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, thank you, JP. And don't you like our three-man team of George, Paul, and James?
Yes.
I mean, isn't that more fun for you to listen to than just one?
Actually, I was going to say George, but he is not here tonight.
Well, you know what? George is the most self-effacing patriot, and he is just wonderful. He is here. George, say hello.
Yes. I've loved listening to George as well. So I just wanted to congratulate you three for the show. It's absolutely wonderful. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Yeah, Notre Dame had the four horsemen, and I think we're the three horsemen.
All right, James, one more candidate we like in the 3rd District of Tennessee.
Yes, go ahead.
The 3rd District of Tennessee, you interviewed him 2 weeks ago.
Yes. Go ahead, enlighten the folks.
Well, you'll have to, I didn't put his name up, so you'll have to take it from here, James.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, folks, we're going to give you we'll devote a show to that. We will have our, you know, our picks and the people we favor across the country. We'll do some shows of that nature. Of course, we have a presidential candidate for the American Freedom Party, Tom Bowie, and we'll interview Tom Bowie. We have in the past. We'll interview him further. And it's a very traditional thing in American politics for a tiny third party like the American Freedom Party, which we invite you to join, to endorse somebody from a bigger party or who has a bigger following. It's a very standard thing for little powers, 30 parties, to do that and still have their own candidate and still have a very much a strong place and a role to play in American politics. So there's nothing contradictory about our doing that. It's kind of a delicate path to walk. Oh, by the way, did I mention this show is mentioned in the WikiLeaks emails. The Trump phenomenon, sponsored by the American Freedom Party, is mentioned in the WikiLeaks emails. So somebody's noticing, even among the enemy camp. And there you go. Now let's go to live to the Democratic National Convention, and another unknown person is speaking. The whole convention is unknowns. Now, Paul, can you believe this? I don't know if you got this. The lineup for this convention, the only people that anybody's heard of that they have speaking are today Bernie Sanders and Michelle Obama. That's it. Tomorrow, Bill Clinton. That's it. Wednesday, Joe Biden and Barack Obama. And Thursday, more nothing, Chelsea and Hillary. That's it.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, folks, that's just like a...
This isn't the B team. This is the total also rans.
Yeah. Now let's see. I don't know. See now, and everybody else that they have speaking is somebody you've never heard of and would be better off not hearing from. Here is somebody speaking. Let's see who she is. We'll tune it up. I'll listen during the break, and you can come back. We'll give you more of the DNC and our last segment with Paul and George. Stay tuned.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy, looking for a place to do my thing.
Wow. Now, thank you. Thank you, Merle. And I'm going to give you a couple seconds of Donald Trump, give you a preview of what we have tomorrow. It's just we're just going to rush to cover it. It's going to be wonderful. Of course, tomorrow when you come to this show, you're going to be hearing, we'll give you some of the hot stuff that's happening, some of the sizzle at the Democratic national catastrophe occurring right now in Philadelphia. It's going to be beautiful. Bill Clinton tomorrow, folks. Bill Clinton, the commander in briefs. My gosh. And then Donald Trump, you know, parallel with this, Donald Trump, he's surging in the polls. I didn't get a chance to tell you this. Folks, he's leading in the polls. It came out today. Maybe I'll be able to rush to this. Donald Trump was wonderful in Roanoke today at a huge crowd. Wonderful in Winston-Salem, North Carolina at a huge crowd. I guess I'm not even going to be able to play it. Let me give you the poll. The polling numbers are so wonderful. I forgot to give those to you. Get this, folks. Donald Trump ahead by 3 in the CNN poll today. Ahead. 48 to 45. Donald Trump ahead nationally by 1 point, 44 to 43 in the CBS poll. Donald Trump ahead in the LA Times poll, 45 to 41. Trump by 4. Donald Trump ahead even in a four-way race. In a four-way race in the CNN poll, he wins by 3 against Hillary. Straight, just one-on-one, 48 to 45. In a four-way race, get this, it'll bring tears to your eyes. In a four-way race, Donald Trump increases his lead by 2 points. Gary Johnson and Jill Stein, their net effect is to increase Donald Trump's margin from 3 to 5 points. It's Trump 44, Clinton 39, Johnson 9, and Stein 3. Hoo, hoo, wow. And here's another one. CBS News, with Johnson included, still ahead, Trump by 1 point, even with Johnson included for the Libertarians. So it's I'm not even going into the states, the battleground states where Trump's leading by 5 points, 3 points, 2 points, and more points. It's all turned around. George, I apologize for not getting enough of your commentary. How are you feeling on this wonderful evening?
So far, so good, James. I'll be glad when the Democrats are finished with their convention and we can push to the home stretch.
I don't think they're going to get much of a bounce off this. The conventions are usually are uplifting and they get a bit of a publicity bounce and good feeling and so on. But
they're getting a bounce.
What they've done to Bernie Sanders. And the ongoing bitterness of his supporters, and rightly so. I don't think this is going to be a bounce. I think this is going to be a flop.
Yep, they're getting bounced off the wall. And as Drudge so rightly says, Democrats are eating themselves. And we're going to be here to enjoy it tomorrow night. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We will see you tomorrow night, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. See you then.
Yeah.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners, or maybe some joint aid, or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.